What's up? Welcome. Thanks for tuning in. If you're listening to this, that's hilarious. Looking to start a podcast here. Don't know anything about it. Just going to have some fun with it. We're also going to try to keep it anonymous just because we have no idea what we're doing. And the way social media goes these days, you can get in trouble. So not that we're going to talk about anything offside or anything. We're just going to, you know, try to have some fun, learn a little bit about it, try out this Anchor app that Google puts out, and see how easy it is to make our own podcast. Been listening to podcasts for about a decade now, and they're really taking off lately, and I really enjoy them. So me and my buddy are going to try our best at making our own little version here. And I don't know if I mentioned, I probably just did, but yeah, try to keep it anonymous. I'm going to go by Buck, and my co-host will be Barry. Me and Barry, good friends, lived together in university my first year. And we went to school together for a bit in North Bay, Ontario, the beautiful Nipissing University. And we're both Alberta boys, me from Calgary, Barry from the Red Deer region, Fort Mac by way. And yeah, we're just going to talk about stuff in Canada, sports. Not a lot of analysis on sports, because realistically, no one gives a flying fuck what I have to say about sports and my views on fucking anything. But we're going to try to keep it away from that. I feel like everyone's making podcasts, and they're just talking about the scores the night before, when realistically, I give two flying fucks what even analysts have to say half the time. So why the fuck would you want to listen to me talk about fucking sitting on my thumb while watching the fucking last night's game? Probably don't want to do it, so I'm not going to do it. Fuck this, my podcast, do the fuck I want. We're going to talk about some hilarious shit. We're going to be very uninformed. I'm not going to do a lot of research. A lot of it's going to be opinionated. And pretty two fucking stupid kids. So it's going to be nice to know that future's in terrible hands with minds like us coming up and moving into the workforce, getting out of school here. So like I said, I'm going to move this. I wanted to put a little introduction because first episode, we already recorded it. Wasn't bad. I had fun doing it. It's put about 40 minutes in, so by the time I connect it all, it'll be almost a 50-minute episode. So hopefully you guys enjoy it, and we're not too boring, and maybe a couple people listen. That'd be sweet. So, yeah, if you guys ever want to join in, we'd love to have people on. Hopefully we'll start pumping these out on our Twitter account, which is @takesair, hot takes and air breaks, and maybe we can follow us along on that. Hopefully we start getting our shit together and start pumping out couple episodes a week, if not one a week for sure, and try and have some fun with it. So we'll go from there and see what we can do. Hope we don't bore you to death. Thanks for tuning in, and hope you listen to more. Yep.
Ladies, gentlemen, welcome to the inaugural episode of Hot Takes and Air Breaks. I'll be your host, Buck, and we'll be joined by co-host Barry. Barry, hello.
How's it going, Buck?
Oh, you know, not too bad at all. So this being our first episode, we have no idea what we're doing at all. No one's probably going to listen, probably not a big deal, but we just wanted to have some fun with it. Me and Barry went to school in Ontario together. Beautiful town in North Bay, Ontario, and Barry just graduated, recent grad, and he's back in Alberta, and this was a way we thought we could just stay in touch and have a little fun, because we both like listening to podcasts, so we thought we'd talk about whatever the hell we want to talk about every episode, and if anyone tunes in, great. So Barry, what's going on, bud?
Not much, just doing a little inventory and little product update there on the website. Big drop tomorrow with the bucket hats.
Bucket hats. Barry, so what are you doing right now? What are you up to this summer?
Well, I started a clothing line there, Unparalleled Premium Wear. I haven't seen your name on the order. You haven't put an order in yet. A little disappointed in that. I'm just here, one of my good buddies, but Yeah, it's been going good doing that, working for the city. I don't know. I'm just not really concerned with a real job probably until about September. Gonna take the summer to myself here and, you know, see how far I can take this. Let's talk about what are you doing for the summer?
I will say, actually, if you're gonna take a jab at me like that, I was actually, before the launch even happened, I was gave you $30.
You know what, you did.
Bought a hat before the line was even there, so I should actually be noted as one of the original customers, some of those first profits you ever had. So actually, I would like you to take that back on the air, please.
Yeah, that's very true. But you know what, man, your buddy Sam Gleason, he's dropping some serious coin on the hats these days. Seen his name pop up a couple times, so I don't know, man. Sam's kind of outdoing you there, but in all fairness, he was a part of my recruiting class, and our recruiting class was bigger beauties than you, so we'll leave it at that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just making sense of what you just told me there. So, anyway, yeah, no, good for you, and I've seen you have a couple more product offerings coming as the summer rolls on, so best of luck with that, folks. Look into those if you ever had them, not seen them yet. Actually, not too bad of hats. I have a couple myself, and I will vouch for them. Kind of a shit guy, but pretty good hats. So, that's all I have to say on that front. What are we going to talk about today, Smith? You said we're going to do whatever the fuck we want, but what are we looking at? What's on the docket today?
Well, we got Florida Georgia Line, the Yodel Kid. We got the Vincent Mice fiasco.
That's a hot topic for sure.
Steroids and sport, cryptocurrencies, and then the sneaker show I was at on the weekend.
Yeah, we'll finish with that tomfoolery. Sorry, I'm just closing a window behind me before it sounds like a semi truck's gonna drive through my freaking wall here. So I think really stupid topic to start off with. And the only reason I wanted to talk about it is because I opened up Twitter today. And like, that was the first thing that Twitter thought I should know today. That was the big moment. All the shit going on in the world. And maybe that's because I follow stupid shit on Twitter, but that's what it told me I need to know. Was that the Yodel Kid and Florida Georgia Line are teaming up their musical forces to bring you the show for the ages. And it just pissed me off because Florida Georgia Line is, if not the biggest joke in country music, they are up there with the biggest jokes in music, because that's the cape they're tugging on to get a couple more people at their shows, get some publicity. And like, this kid just like, he went viral. Like, good. I love the kid story. Like, honestly, like, whatever, people bash on him, but like, whatever the kid do, he screamed in the checkout line of a Walmart and now he's playing shows. Like, good for him. No skin off his back, but we got Florida Georgia Line. Like, he was already at Coachella. Like, he's been on freaking Ellen. He's been, like, everyone's talking about him. Like, and now it's just like, it's old news and Florida Georgia Line's picking him up. Like, it just makes me sick. I hate, like, I actually, country music sucks right now. Music kind of like the music
in general,
music
sucks,
in general dude. Sucks right now. And like, that just pisses me off. Like, I don't know. I like, there's just no legitimacy to anything anymore. And like, who am I? Like, that's why I laugh. I'm saying like, especially on a podcast, like, who the fuck cares what we think about this? But it's the truth.
Yeah, man, music in general sucks right now. Like, Kanye just dropped a new album. Seven songs? Are you kidding me? Like, big deal about him shooting the cover of his, you know, album on his iPhone or something like that. Like, I don't even know. Like, it's just...
I know, like, that was supposed to be, like, some big news. I'm like, who fucking cares?
Seven songs? Like, you can't even work out the seven songs.
That's like, true.
Oh. Anyways, Drake's dropping a new album. Probably going to be pretty hot, not going to lie. He's always got some good stuff.
You're a big rap guy. I am not a big rap guy. Like, I like Drake and shit, but, like, I don't know anything about rap. Like, I know the big names, but, like, I don't know. I don't really listen to anything. I just listen to whatever you guys play when I'm around. But, like, what I wanted to say about Florida Georgia Line, too, is, like, and we were talking about this earlier on the phone, and that's why we decided to talk about it, because, like, I was a big fan, like we were talking earlier. it was what 20 it would have been 2011 or 2012 when that Cruise song came out, right? Like, that was the first time anyone really heard of them, or I'd certainly ever heard of them. Hey, that was the first time you ever heard of them, was Cruise?
Yeah,
like 100%. Like, before that, like, who knows, I didn't know where they were. But anyways, that was I love that song, man. That song was sick. Like, I used to learn that on the guitar and jam that with the boys, like, around the fire and shit, and we loved that song for like ever. But like, they had some good songs, but they were just the two biggest dipshits ever. Like, they're just losers. The one guy has the long hair, and the other guy's just a dinkhead. And, like, I was a big fan of them, and I went to Craven. It was the summer of 2013 or 14, one of them. And that was back when I was huge into country, and I loved them back in the time. And I was a big fan, and they come on, and first guy that comes out is their drummer. He's got a mohawk up to the sky, 2 feet tall, jet black, skinned on the sides, and he comes up banging his drumsticks. No one even knows he's out there yet. Crickets are out there, and I see this jackass come out, and I'm dying laughing. He's got a Pantera shirt on, like he's some metalhead. And then all of a sudden the boys come out with no guitars, just their mics, rapping, started from the bottom. That was their hot intro to Craven. Like, this is in the middle of Saskatchewan. Like, these guys come out, I was like, these guys are lost. They're at the wrong show. Like, it was so bad, man. I left. I literally left. I've never left a concert in my life. Like, not that I'm 23 right now. I've not been to, like, crazy amount of shows. But, like, I've been to a decent amount of shows, I think, in my own opinion, for myself. And that was the only one I've ever left. It was so bad, I just went back to my campsite and got drunk and put the radio on, because Lord knows we could find something better than whatever the hell was on stage there. It was embarrassing.
Yeah, but, like, let's be honest, you're not really paying for those, you know, those concerts when you go there. Like, you're 12 sheets to the wind there by fucking 10 a.m., so you're not really paying.
Oh, you're just 12 sheets to the wind. That is the most underrated party, and, like, I love it. Like, I've never been to Boots and Hearts and everything, but, like, everyone always talks about Boots and Hearts. Like, it's this insane party that there's nothing like it. Like, I bet you Craven is more nuts, just as nuts, if not better, than, like, that place is nuts. And, like, that's such a biased opinion by me. Like, I've never been to any other festival than Craven, but, like, it's a pretty unknown one that a lot of people in Calgary go to. I don't, like, and then I know a lot of my buddies that I played with hockey with from Manitoba and Saskatchewan. Like, that's, like, the Calgary Stampede and Craven. Like, that's, like, July is the first weekend is Stampede, and then you go right into Craven. Wow. Like, the next weekend, like, back then, like, that was pound for pound. Like, July is the best month of the year. If you're talking about getting your whistle wet, like, you're just, like, July is an onslaught. It's amazing. And, like, oh, I miss it. Wish I was back home, actually, speaking of July now.
You gonna hit up Boots and Hearts since you're out in Ontario this summer?
No, I'm not gonna do that. I don't have any, I don't know. Like, that was really fun. Like, I don't know, this summer, there's not a lot of the boys stayed this summer in North Bay, so it's just kind of me and my girlfriend, and two other guys are staying with me in the summer. And, you know, we all work, and you know what the summer, like, you think you're going to have all this time to do all this stuff, but, like, I'm broke, so got to be working a lot here. But, like, what we're going to move on to in the next, speaking of the summer and me staying out here, this will be almost year one I've spent in this house. As we call it, the hockey house here in North Bay at our school. The team, we call this the hockey house. We lost our old
Eagles
one.
Nest. It's not the hockey house. It's the Eagles Nest. Like, you put a little respect on its name. Like, come on.
Yeah, there's not a sign, but there's definitely
respect. I actually heard you're throwing three Greek letters on the front of the house this year. Is there any truth to that?
No, I don't think Greek letters would represent what we're trying to do here in any way.
Maybe just like an eagle in its nest, like on the front, maybe?
We've been trying to get some sort of signature sign to put outside, but nothing yet. When I got here, moved here August 1st last summer. We come in and he gives us the Wi-Fi code, and it's on the fridge. And, like, you know, usually now, like, every Wi-Fi is like Kojiko 956789954, something like ridiculous like that they give you. Like, we came in and ours was Wallaby, which was, like, kind of funny. I thought that was Wallaby. Like, what the hell does Wallaby mean? But then the password was Eagle's Nest. Like, capital E, capital N. So then I was like, that's, someone just started calling it the Eagle's Nest because it was on the fridge, and then it's just stuck, and now we call it the Nest. And this place is one of a kind, let's just say that. Not too many like it. It's probably the biggest shithole I've ever I'll ever live in for sure. Like, bar none. And, like, Barry, you've been here. You've seen it firsthand. Like, how could you explain this house to the people? Like, I should actually tweet a picture of it out from that account.
It's definitely, speaking of your house, I don't know what's going on right now, but it sounds like one of the rats is trying to get to the vent.
My roommate is trying to make I don't know what he's doing over there. He's just putting the dishes away. Sorry.
Is that your roommate of the big Buffalo Bills guy?
Yeah, that's the Buffalo Bills fan of the house.
Good guy. I don't know how Josh Allen's gonna fare out, but best of luck.
Yeah, no, he's
okay. Let's talk about. I don't even know if you can call them critters or like these things were like full on, you know, kitty cat sized rats running around. Like I remember one time I slept on your couch before, exam there. Operations management came up with a 70, huge. I literally woke up and there's a rat the size of like one of my old cats just cuddling with me, and I was disgusted, to say the least.
So we have had a long, long list of hilarious complications at this house in the small time we've been here.
Rat fireworks.
We're gonna have an episode about a couple things that's happened at this house. But right now, we're going to talk about the number one thing that has affected my current place of residence. And this house has been a learning curve, for sure. It's taught me a lot. Taught me to grow a lot, because I've had no choice. So, yeah. About December, so this is June 4th today. And moved here, like I said, on August 1st. And my girlfriend was studying in December around exam time, and she was in the kitchen alone, and she said a mouse ran under the table and behind the fridge. And I was just like, shit. But like, if you've seen this house, like, not crazy to think that this could happen. This place is hilarious. So I just said, like, okay, like, we'll watch out for more. I don't know. We basically just swept it under the rug. I just didn't want to deal with it. Like, let's cut to the shit. So I didn't deal with it. And like, I didn't hear, like, didn't really, like, I'm not going to lie. Like, There were some signs that there might have been some rodent activity in here, like a couple pieces of poo in some places, like in the basement and stuff, like around the furnace and by the washer and stuff. But like that was in the basement, so I wasn't that concerned. But then we got two boys in the basement there with their rooms, and they started saying they could hear some shit. And then there started being some more signs and some telltale signs. And so we basically decided to go get some traps and went to the dollar store, got the worst traps ever, these plastic pieces of shit, and set them up. And anyways, the first night I just kind of put them in random places that I thought they'd be. And one of them I'll talk about in a sec because it's kind of gross, but I put up 5 traps in total. So I put like 3 upstairs and I put 2.
Okay, but we know you can't count, so you probably put up 1. Like, honestly, like,
well, no, I put up 5. I did. Well, I put up 4 because I got 2 packs and I opened both of them. So I come down the stairs Christmas morning. I put 1 by the stove because there was a little hole under the counter by the sink. And I guarantee you there's humming out of there. So I put 1 right by it. Walked on this, coming around the corner, all excited like a little kid. Boom. 1's absolutely blasted. Torque, back's gone, broken, smell you, dead. Bye. I'm pumped up. And this is where the other one gets gross. And this is why we really noticed there was some mice going on in the house. So we decided, I put 1 right in the fucking cutlery drawer. Like where not our cutlery drawer, but like where our spatulas and shit was, like all that kind of crap. And I kid you not, this was the biggest one of them all. I open up the drawer first night, bam, got this big fat fucker right in the cutlery drawer by like where my spatulas are, where I'm flipping burgers. So immediately, like, I want to throw up. So I'm pumped I get the kill, but then I literally got to go on extensive cleaning. Like, I literally just cleaned the rest of the day. Like, it was so gross. Like, I was just so grossed out that they were like crawling on that stuff. So like, let's just say I dealt with that. And then I got some more traps, like those standard victory ones, like you always see the wooden ones on TV and stuff. And I got a bunch of those, and I just started loading them up like every night. And like in the span of like 2 weeks, I got like 14. I was like getting like 1 a night. And it was kind of getting, like, a little concerning because I was like, if I'm having that many, like, there must be tons in here. But eventually I stopped getting as many kills. So I'm figuring that I got rid of them all. And the one that really saved the day was a little inhumane. We talked about this, Jarrett, and you've seen it live when we made it. We took an old garbage can and we cut a little hole on each side of the top, and we just fed a little coat hanger into that, and then we put a little pill bottle on the coat hanger so it could spin. We covered that in peanut butter, and when we did that, we put a little ramp up under the can so that a mouse could run up the ramp and then trying to get open the pill bottle and get some peanut butter, because that's like crack cocaine for those little motherfuckers. And so they couldn't get out after they fell down when that thing spun. We put a bunch of antifreeze at the bottom, so they just sink right to the bottom and die. And I'm like, that was another thing. Like, I'm not a very crafty guy. We YouTubed this thing. We made it. Me and Kenny, my roommate, Leonard Scanner, T. Scan, we'll have to get him on soon.
He would have some good hot takes.
Oh, he would have some good – like, we should get him – we should be on here telling this story, because he was like – I've never seen a guy more proud of a creation. Like, he was, like, sick. Like, he just wanted – like, he just waited for these mice to die with his little fucking gauntlet he made for them. But we made it. We put it up for an hour. This was during exam season. We were gone for 1 hour. Come back. Fucking immediately we got one. Dead. Bye. See you later. And then we fucking loaded that up again. Left it there for like 2 more days. Got like a couple more. And then eventually I checked. I had like 6 in there at a time. And I just reloaded it. And we hadn't got any trap kills in a while. So I took all the traps down. But I went down there just 2 days ago and I saw we got 1 more in the bucket. So hopefully that was the last one and they're all gone for summer, because I'm sick of dealing with it.
All right. Well, moving on from rats, let's talk a little, crypto here. Actually, you know what? Not crypto yet. We'll go, let's go steroids and sports. Not even sports, just baseball in general. I it's the one sport I think that would be more exciting with it in there. Who wouldn't want to see Bryce Harper hit? You know, no relation to this guy I played with, but who wouldn't want to see a Bryce Harper there hit, 75, 80 home runs if he was on the juice?
Buddy, if you watch baseball through the 80s and 90s, you basically saw what you're asking for.
Man, did you – the size of Mark McGwire was I have no words to describe it. He was a walking Coke machine, just juicing balls of the park.
Oh, he was huge. Like, I don't know. Like, it just – I don't know why it's such a big deal, and I don't even get why it's still talked about, because, like, I feel like it was just the era with roids then. Like, obviously guys were going to do it. Like, I'm not going to lie, Jared. You tell me you're an MLB ball player. You're making $1 million hitting .250, had 10 home runs, and all of a sudden you rip a couple pills up your arse in the off season, and you're going to crank 35 home runs out, get $20 million, and set your family up for life. Tell me you're not going to do that. Like, everyone was juicing. Everyone was juiced. Like, everyone want to argue if anyone was doing juice? Like, I love Barry Bonds, but, like, you don't tell me that guy didn't juice. Like, I obviously did. You look at Barry Bonds' his rookie card. Go Google Barry Bonds' rookie card, and then Google, like, you just type in, like, Barry Bonds, like, San Francisco Giants, and see the difference, man. It looks like he shit out his son.
I did it right now because I had to.
It's actually hilarious. But, man,
yeah, he's like, he's
looking, he's a stick.
He's pretty small, and then you go Barry Bonds. Like, man, he's even got the steroid gut going. Like,
he doesn't have a neck. He has no neck. He just has a trap.
Man, he's anyways. Speaking of steroids, you can't tell me that NFL guys don't do juice. Like, those guys are inhumane.
Like, oh, I bet you the amount of people doing steroid or like some sort of performance enhancing thing like steroids, there's tons of them doing it now. And there's always ways to cheat. And unfortunately, with sports being that competitive, there's always going to be guys that are going to do it.
And the sport I wish that would come forward and just say we allow our athletes to do steroids is CrossFit. You cannot tell me you cannot train 3 days, 3 to 5 times a day, 6 days a week, and not have your body break down. You can take all the ice baths you want, all the BCAs you want, it's just not going to happen. And, like, you see these guys, like, who the hell is overhead squatting 300 pounds? Like, my shoulders would, like, I'd be in the hospital. I have no arms left. Like, I just, you know what, they just need to come clean and just say, like, yeah, everyone's on juice, whatever.
Like, I'm not even going to really comment on that because, like, I don't know, you know me, like, I could give two fucks about CrossFit. Like, when people say CrossFit's a sport, like, I'm just like, I don't tell you that. Like, it's not a sport to me. It's a sport, yes, it is, but, like, I don't fucking pay attention to it. Like, I don't really care.
It's not even a sport, man. It's just, like, you can't call fitness a sport.
Like it's just, like, in my eyes, it's just, it's a kind of working out that I don't do. Like,
it's the means to an end. That's what training is, and that's all CrossFit is. It's,
like, I think CrossFit's sick how, like, it's got a lot of people talking and fucking going working out and shit, but, like, I give two fucks how much. What's this big, the big dog's name? Rich Froning? Is that his name?
No, it's that was.
Who's Rich Froning? That's someone not.
But the big guy now is Matt Fraser.
Well, either or, like, good for him. He's really in shape, but, like, I could give two fucks. Like, in my, honestly, but, like, I'm not saying, like, if you're into CrossFit, you're into CrossFit. Like, some of my good friends are huge CrossFit. Like, you, for example, you're a big CrossFit head. And I still talk to you on the phone. Fuck, that's hard to believe.
Okay, let's just talk about Matt Fraser's lifts for a sec. So he's got 45 back squat.
485?
Yeah. He's got a 375 clean and jerk, which is pretty stupid. A 315 snatch and a 500-pound deadlift.
Man, that's not surprised. Like, that's not even that, like, I'm surprised he could only squat 45.
Man, that's a lot of weight, though.
Like, I'm not trying to, like, toot my own horn by any means, but, like, I wasn't far off that when I was at my best.
Maybe you were doing a bit of juice, you know? Maybe tell the people about that.
No, I wasn't. Like, I am not that strong anymore, and I don't want to be, but fuck. I was in the 400s. I wasn't that far away from him. Like, I don't know. I find that hard to, like, I don't know. Obviously, though, like, a 315-pound snatch, like, that, catching that over your head, that's, like, idiotic to me. Like,
man,
I don't snatch shoulders over 135. Like, that's insane.
I've got bad shoulders. The most I've done it, it was, like, bad form. It was, like, 170 max.
Like, do you think those guys are on steroids? Like, do they even get tested? Like, who the fuck would care? Like, oh, what, he did steroids to fucking do more pull-ups? Like, that's, fuck him. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
Those are guys we should let do steroids. Imagine I would watch the CrossFit games if you told me they were all on steroids.
No, I just think if they all came forward and said, yeah, you know what, we're all on juice. You know what, you want to see people post stupid scores and stupid maximum weight lifts, then, yeah, this is what we're doing a lot.
Man. Let's make our own. I think we just came up with an idea. Like, on the, I don't even think we should put this one out now.
The steroid games,
man. I would, that would sell, man. Imagine the steroid games. How hilarious that would be.
Yeah.
Watching these freaks just do, like, this. John Weatherby did 375 one arm pull ups today in the blistering sun in Arizona. Could you, like, that would, I would go, I'd fly right down to watch that. Guys got pimples popping off their backs and they're just lifting trucks and shit. Like, I would go in a second. Like, that would be hilarious. Like, that would be unbelievable.
Do you think ESPN would give us a deal?
It'll have to be, like, an XFL deal, the XFL games.
Jesus Christ. Okay, let's talk about crypto. We got to talk about this.
Crypto. What a fucking, like, I can't, I don't know much about it. Like, it's definitely legit. It's shady as fuck. I'm not very, like, I don't know enough about this shit. And, like, when I open up crypto sites and you're on that trading board, like people know what crypto is, but, like, if you've ever tried to actually go purchase some or, like, look at these trade boards, like, in my eyes, that's just fucking nonsense I'm looking at. I got no idea what's going on. Like, I'm just fucking pressing buttons and doing what buddies have told me to do. Like, I got no clue what the fuck's going on with that stuff. Like, I have a general idea and I think I would know more than the average person, but, like, being honest, like, what the hell is going on with crypto? And, like, I have crypto. You have crypto, don't you? What are you doing with crypto?
I don't anymore. I sold it all. But, anyways, yeah, it's just, like, man, there's literally a coin out there for anything you can think of. Like, apparently, I've seen these YouTube channels were popping up on videos I was watching. They're called Bunny Coins, and they're basically the porn industry's crypto.
Like, I've heard a lot of talk about these, like, through people from crypto, because apparently it's getting pretty big, right?
Man, I don't even know how, you know, how you even measure it, because it's never going to overthrow the central banking system. Like, to me, it's just a bunch of geeks that made up their, you know, little currency, and, like, it's just never going to work. Like, I'm sorry, it's just never.
Well, like, I don't know, it's kind of crazy, though. Like, there's people that make a lot of money off it, and I don't know it. Like I said, still don't know much about it, but, like, I got into it in, like, the beginning of the year, right, like, the fresh 2018 New Year, beginning of January. I decided I'll buy some because I just was interested in it, and I thought, you know, I'm a business student. Time to start, you know, getting to see what's going on out there in the world, and no one shuts the fuck up about crypto. So I was like, let's see what it's all about. Maybe I'll make some money. Maybe I'm missing out, you know, but I'm not. Hey, but anyways, my fucking.
Yeah. Let's talk about
my advisor and what his breakthroughs.
No, let's talk about buddy we went to school with. We're going to, you know, keep him nameless for now.
So yeah, we're talking about the same guy, you dickhead.
Well, fuck you. Anyways, your advisor, let's hear the story on this.
So my advisor is a fellow that me and Barry played with together here at school, and
I lived with him for 2 years.
Oh yeah, Barry was his roommate actually. So Barry, I'm actually surprised Barry didn't pick his brain more and maybe get some more of his crypto offerings while he had it so close and accessible. But so my advisor, we'll call him, and teammate, gets me going on about crypto, and he's telling me, like, you know, I didn't at the time, I knew what Bitcoin was, and at Christmas time I started doing a little bit of research what Bitcoin meant and what it was, and I didn't know there was all these other coins. So he's telling me about them. I choose to buy Ethereum, one of the other big dogs in the crypto game, and then I found out that they're not all just coins. Like, some of them are currencies, but they're also there's projects behind them. So I looked into two of those that seemed legit, which were Poet and Dent. And Poet was an app to make, like, fuck, I don't even remember. It sounded legit, though. It was something to make sharing files on the web quicker. So it sounded like if it could get on board, it would be a big deal. So I bought that, and another one called Dent, which was another app that was supposed to take off, and then now fucking they all dropped 70%. And while he was telling me about these ones that my advisor was mentioning that I ended up going with, and he goes with this other random one that just seemed shady to me, and because he was like, well, I bought 2 million. If you want to buy in on these, they're less than a cent. And he's like, I bought 2 million of them. Pat coin, they're called. And I'm like, what the fuck, Pat coin? Like, it was worth less than a cent. And like, when you saw that on the trading board, that looks hilarious. When you see 0.0067 fucking 8975 and 77 sevens after.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Move on. So I was like, fuck no. Like, I'm already taking a risk in my eyes. So I was like, I'm not fucking buying that. And anyways, he goes and buys it. And I was checking my crypto regularly for a bit. And then it ended up going like nowhere. So I just kind of like let it sit there. And then anyways, I ended up seeing my buddy there a couple weeks ago. And I'm talking to him. And he's like, I'm like, so how's crypto going? Like, you still into that? He's like, oh yeah, man. Like, it's all I do. And I'm like, still. Because he was like right into it when I did there. Like, he'd go to the rink, probably skip class and just go and do crypto all night in his bedroom. And he told me like that Pat coin in that couple months span, this was, you know, mid May when he told me this, from January to mid May, Pat coin had gone up to almost 3%, and he made $20,000 on that, on a coin that I just looked off and thought it was stupid and just lost $200 instead, like a total fucking dickhead.
I don't know, man. You're more of a marketing guy. I don't think we'll ever see you in the finance industry, but you'll do good things in the marketing industry, I hope. But yeah, like, I don't know. I just don't see crypto actually having a use for it. I think the Bitcoin machine at the Fox and the Fiddles, absolutely outrageous.
Yeah, like I've honestly, man, like, that's the only one I've ever seen. And for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, like, when we say we live in together and I'm still here in North Bay, Ontario, there's a bar called the Fox and the Fiddle, which is a decent spot to go and have some drinks, and pretty close to my house here. And anyways, so like, we've been going there off and on the whole time we went to school here, and this is like my second year, so that'd be, you know, 2.5 years ago now. And I go in there and I'm smashed, and like I'm trying to get more money out to buy some more drinks, and like I'm jamming my card in this machine, like just jamming it in, like just trying to get some more money. And all of a sudden fucking this bouncer like reefs on me because he sees me like jamming my card in this thing. He's like, man, it's a fucking Bitcoin machine, you fucking idiot. And I'm like, what the fuck's a Bitcoin? And I didn't even like stay to talk to him. I just like shook my head and like turned around and went back to the ATM and took cash out. But then like now finding out I'm pretty sure they still have it. Do they still have it at the Fox? It like doesn't matter. Who the fuck's taking out Bitcoin to buy fucking Belgian moons over the bar? Like, where's that come into play? Like, who's got Bitcoin on? Like, oh, I'm out of cash. Like, you got Bitcoin?
Beer's either $7 or it's 0.000521 fucking Bitcoin.
That's retarded. Damn it.
Anyways, what's the next topic there?
You got the script there, big boy.
We covered Yodel and fuckhead George Lyon. Mm-hmm. The Vincent Mice Breeding Ground. Juice and Sports. Crypto. All right, so the sneaker show I was at, selling my hats at. So, you know, obviously, like, you know, people like to have decent shoes. I know you're not really a shoe guy. Fuck, you care less about shoes. Like, I've seen your wardrobe. It's kind of hilarious.
All right.
But
coming from Liza Minnelli. Fucking hell.
Anyways. So, I'm at this sneaker show, and I went there, didn't expect to sell much hats. You know, I still did $400, not bad for, you know, 5 hours of work, whatever we were there for. And I'm walking around, and I'm just looking at these people putting prices on their shoes and reselling Supreme. So, for people that don't know what Supreme is, it's a brand that just has, like, an outrageous, really high resale value. Like, you can buy a hoodie for $130, which is, you know, a higher end hoodie nowadays, and you can resell it for around $800 to $1,000. And I kid you not, like, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Is Supreme the company that just says Supreme? Like,
yeah, it's just a box logo that says Supreme.
Like, that's why is that? Why is that $130 to begin with?
I don't know. Like, man, like 6 years ago, apparently they're in West 49 for like $15.
I just thought it was like, I thought it was the same as like a West 49 thing.
Anyways, so I'm walking around and I see these Nike shoes, these Air Max shoes, you know, not bad shoes, but there's a brand Off-White out there. It's, you know, it's a higher end brand, you know, t-shirts can run you $300 or something like that. They did a collab with Nike and this guy's got them on his table and I'm looking at them. They're going for $950 and there's people just like, you know, lined up to try and get these things. And I'm just kind of lost interest in even buying a pair or like of any shoes there. But so there's this place called Lexington Ave. I'm not sure if you've heard of it, but it's a clothing store in Calgary. You might have heard of it.
No clue.
Anyway, so you go into this like little curtained area and you pick a side to go to. It's either $50 mystery box or $100. So I go in there. And it's near the end, so I'm like, you know what, fuck it. I'm probably going to spend $100 on new shoes anyways. Like, let's just see what I get. So I get these things, and I open them up. And I'm just like, I would never fucking
wear these. Is it shoes?
Yeah, there's Nike shoes, and they had, like, it literally
looked like the Galaxy. You bought a mystery box shoe.
Yeah. Well, listen. So I'm like, I'd never wear these. And so they look like the Galaxy in space on them. So I'm like, well, fuck, I'm never gonna wear these. And this guy comes over, he's like, holy shit, you got those? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, man, those are rare. I'm like, well, like, how rare? He's like, people will pay you at least $500 for those. I'm like, oh fuck, like, I'm selling these ASAP. So I look on this sneaker site called StockX. They go to the size and it's American dollars, and they got size 10 in these shoes for $450. So I'm like, oh well, hopefully someone buys them. And I see this kid, and he's like, fuck, man, like, you could sell those for $600 easy. And I'm like, I could care less about these shoes. So I'm like, hey, you see someone, let them know they're going for $400 Canadian. And in about 2 minutes, this guy runs up to my table, slaps 400 bills in my hands, grabs a box, and just runs away. And I was like, well, thanks.
You paid 50 bucks and you made 350 on those shoes just selling them some sneakers?
No, I paid 100 bucks and I made 300 off of them.
So how'd you put what did you put it out there on your table?
Yeah, I just told the guy beside me, if he sees anyone, let him know. And I had like the box there with like 400 on it. And this guy ran up and slapped $400 bills in my hands. And
that's ridiculous. But let's not stay away from the fact that you paid 100 bucks for shoes you couldn't even see. you gotta walk. So was this at the convention, you said?
Yeah, the Chinese Cultural Center downtown. You know where
it is. Yeah, but like, so at the convention, it said, give me 100 bucks and I'll open this box, and you don't even know what's good. So you give them your size and 100 bucks and they open this.
Well, yeah, you get to choose the box though. Like, there's just, your size is scattered out. You get to pick your box.
And you have no clue what company, what anything it could be.
No idea. They're wrapped in like this old school paper. You can't see. You just open it.
Man, I'm not. Tonight. I would never. Like, I don't know. I'm pretty particular, but like, I would never do that. My luck, I'd get a pair of high heels or something. I'd have to wear, like, they would kill my feet or something.
Well, yeah, but yeah, there was people paying some outrageous prices for things.
Well, apparently, I'd say it sounds like you are too for a mystery box.
Yeah, but I flipped it,
though. Yeah, you're a sneakerhead now. You wait and see. You'll be bumming around the conventions now. I'll be trying to swap Nikes with people.
Oh, yeah. You're Jordan, 95. Whatever.
See, like, I don't know. I like shoes, but, like, that stuff doesn't really interest me.
You know what? I will admit, I bought a pair of the Adidas Boosts. They're 240 bucks, and I kind of kicked myself in the head there for even spending that much on them. But they're probably the most comfortable shoes I've ever worn in my life. Like, it feels like I'm walking on marshmallows. You know what? For 240 bucks, like, I hope they last me a little more than a year. But, like, these things are mint. Like, they're the best shoes I've ever put on. I mean, I know you spend, like, 300 bucks on lifting shoes, so you might as well just go grab a pair of Boosts.
Nah. I'm bad, man. I wear shoes. Like, I'm looking at a pair of shoes right now. I got a pair of Sperry's over there. Like, my sister got them for Christmas like 4 or 5 years ago. I still wear them every day.
Yeah, but, you know, that's part of your character though, man. I don't think I've seen you not wear those Sperry's since day one.
Well, yeah. Well, so, well, other than the freaking flipping shoes or whatever you're doing down there and selling lids, what else are you doing this summer? What do you got for work? Tell the people.
Just working for the city again, fifth summer. You know, not a bad gig for, honestly, for, you know, if you want to make a career out of it, you can make pretty decent money. But for a summer student, I think it's the best thing you can have if you want to still have a life. Like, you could go work on the rigs and work, like, 20 on, 6 off and make bank. But I don't know. I like my weekends. I got things to do on the weekends.
Yeah, you're a busy kid.
It's not. Yeah, how's slinging drinks down at the boat going?
Not bad. Been doing the bar thing for too long in my eyes and whatnot, but I still, like, I'm doing, like, the, at least, like, the boat here in North Bay. For those of you who don't know, it's literally a boat that's, like, attached to the, like, marina there, and they got a patio around it. It's pretty cool. And then in the weekend, it's, like, the spot to go in the summer and have drinks, and, like, they got a DJ and stuff, and the little dance floor on the patio. It's pretty cool. But I've never done that kind of bartending before. Like,
it's the place to go until you invite the boys out and they drink a bottle of Crown and leave, eh?
It's a story for another time. Yeah, it's been pretty fun. Like, I don't know, I enjoy that kind of bartending. It's fun, like, just all, you don't have to do much, you just talk to people and crack their drink. Pretty easy.
Yeah. But, like, you guys got something going on every week, and it seems like I always get these invites, and I don't even know why you keep inviting me, because, like, obviously I'm not showing up.
The only reason I invite you or I invite anyone is because they can see it on my thing, and the more people you invite, they, I don't know, looks like I'm bringing in more dollars for them, so they can see that.
Do you get a bonus if your guests, you had a certain number of guests coming?
Exactly. So it's just to get more... Moulin Rouge. What are what'd you say there, Schmidt?
All right, let's cut it there. You can't be saying that.
What? I didn't say anything.
Anyways, so what else are you doing this summer? Like, is like you skating or are you training? Like, I've seen you. Boys,
we gotta cut it there now.
You're not skating? Hey,
buddy. We'll cut it there.
Okay.
How do I end that though? I don't know how to edit on this.
Well, fuck, figure it out. I don't know. Load it up to Audacity.
Okay, I'll try to figure out how to do it in the end.
Okay, sounds good. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.